ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Habib gulubina, tabib nufusina. Abil Ghasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, we're together with another session of the program Bridge, focusing on the du'as of and the supplications of Sahifa Sajjadiya. We've been talking, or we have been focusing in the past few sessions on the 19th du'a of Sahifa Sajjadiya, which was the du'a of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam whenever he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for water during a drought and difficulty. The fourth part of this dua starts with this. He says it's a dua, it's a request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beseeches from the Almighty Lord by saying, Allahumma asqina ghaythan mughithan mari'an arisan mumra'an aridan wasa'an ghazira taruddu bihin nahid. Beautifully stated, says, O Lord, O God, O Allah, give us water through rain, helping, productive, fertilizing, widespread, plentiful, abundant, bringing back the risen and restoring the broken. وَتَجْبُرُ بِهِلْ مَهِيدِ. Right? Give us a complete and abundant rain that removes drought, nourishes and grows the plants, and it's full of water and widespread, right? To revitalize, to give a new life, the withered plants and greenery, and return them to their original state of blossoming and fruitfulness, and to compensate for water shortages. Let's take a break and inshallah, stay tuned with us.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Art, respected brothers and sisters, one of the qualities that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam lists for rain in his section, and this section shows that there are rains that are a source of calamity and distress and lack all or at least some of the qualities that Imam has requested from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the requested qualities are important because if the rain lacks any of them, it will not have the necessary effectiveness and will not compensate for the shortcomings, for the growth, and for the development of farms and planting and agriculture. In this case, one should not expect the blessings and abundance of the coming the years or the time that is to come. For example, rain that is meant to alleviate drought must fall in a specific season and a specific amount. Otherwise, its harm will outweigh its benefit. Similarly, if the clouds release their load in a very short time, a devastating flood will be created that will destroy crops and life. Or if it rains out of season, it will cause a lot of damage. Or if the interval between the rainfalls is longer than the necessary, the optimal conditions for plant growth will not be provided. Therefore, in some narrations, Allah is asked to bestow upon them beneficial rain. Right, not just any rain, right? Beneficial rain, which means the rain that has all the aforementioned conditions. Furthermore, the Imam has requested that the rain be both extensive and widespread. Why? So that the underground water tables, the underground water resources are well fed, and as a result, wells, springs, right, and canters become full of water, and the security and peace of the people are further provided. As a result, the numerous scenes of hungry nations invading other prosperous and abundant regions will not be repeated, right? Thus, precipitation itself is a factor that lays the groundwork for establishing a system of international economic balance. And the lack of it will lead to bitter events. Just as today, it's been said that about 70% of the world's underground reserves and natural resources are held by approximately only 20% of the world's population. Let's take another break. Stay tuned with us.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, in this final portion of this session, the program Bridge, we were focusing on the dua of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, and we mentioned that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam does not only ask for rain, but he asks for a beneficial type of rain, where it helps the revival of the lives of the human beings and the plants and the earth. He also asks for one that brings an end to the drought and ends, the deprivation that we are having. I was mentioning just before the break that a large part of the people live in hunger and poverty and suffer from the great affliction, this great affliction of not having access to pure and clean water in many parts of the world. However, this unstable situation will not continue, and the complex psychological, not unreasonable class differences will suddenly burst forth, and like a devastating flood will sweep away what the hands of the oppression have gathered. Generally, in the prayers narrated from the Imams alayhim as-salam, many meaningful words are seen. And here Imam Sajjad alayhi salam again seeks from God for the sake of balance, a comprehensive prosperity for all parts of the world so that no land is threatened by others, right? And additionally, Imam alayhi salam, the Imam of Mercy, has requested that past damages and droughts also be compensated with the descent of divine mercy so that poverty is eradicated from the social system. It is said in narrations that however or whoever has land and water and yet expresses helplessness is far from the mercy of God. If land and water are used correctly, humanity will never be grappling with poverty because God has entrusted reserves in the heart of the earth several times more than what humans need, which must be extracted with the necessary intelligence and serious effort. Inshallah, we see that day that justice is prevailed by the du'as of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد